Hi, you're listening to Pure Radio. We're Stone Soul River. That was one of our tracks, One Day Soon. We put that track together about, it was a couple of years ago, when we were writing for our third EP. And at the time, we were listening to a lot of, I was personally, a lot of kind of Robin Trower and that kind of stuff. And we wanted to write something on that kind of lines. So we came up with the riffs, which I'd written the riffs years ago when I was about 17 or something. We dug them out and put them all together and came up with that piece. I don't know, we kind of started off, I mean, me personally, I was listening to all kinds of stuff. I mean, I started off when I was about 10 or 11, getting into music, listening to my brother's Iron Maiden records and Guns N' Roses and stuff like that. And then I kind of went through this period of getting progressively heavier and going into bands like Sepultura and Pantera and Paradise Lost. And then through various reasons, ended up going about turn and listening to stuff like Pink Floyd. And then kind of progressed on and kind of got into a lot of 70s music. And then from there, listening to those kind of influences of what was influencing bands like Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and Fleetwood Mac, going back and listening to kind of 60s and then kind of blues stuff and then folk music and kind of like all the kind of expansion from there. Basically listening now to quite a varied amount of music.
My parents are kind of like, especially my dad was really into folk music, and I was dragged around folk festivals and all up and down New Zealand and stuff like that. So I was open to a lot of sort of Celtic influence, as what my dad would call diddly music. And stuff like that, people just sitting there, like, you know, in corridors going diddly diddly ding, diddly 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 ding, diddly diddly ding, all that sort of hey nonny nonny stuff and all that, you know. But I was, you know, from an early age, I've had music there. But I've also kind of, I've gone to rap and stuff like that, which was a bit
brief.
Thank God. But I just started getting into heavy metal. Listened to Anthrax when I was about 13 and stuff like that. And I think more recently, I may have softened in recent years, especially after meeting Michael, with music I've been listening to. Going from, I used to listen to like Sepultura and Pantera and Metallica and all that sort of stuff, and now I'm listening to more folk music and stuff with more melody and hooks and stuff like that now these days.
Yeah, so talking about influences, we're going to play this first track of our influences to give you an example of where we're coming from. And this is a track by Led Zeppelin that for me have been really influential in taking that idea of a lot of styles and genres in their music. They always used to play everything from kind of folk. They were always known as being a heavy metal band, but they weren't. They were they did kind of hard rock and stuff, and this is an example of that kind of hard rock, I suppose, with this track. So anyway, this is Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin.